The National Review Board of Lay Catholics Monitoring Sex Abuse in the Church issued a progress report yesterday in Chicago. The board said for the first time it will make all information available to civil authorities, even information that could be used to instigate legal cases against the church. From Chicago Public Radio, Jason DeRose reports.
Survivors of clergy sex abuse charge that U.S. bishops are a group of men more interested in protecting the church than in protecting children. But this week, the National Lay Review Board went on record saying it will fully disclose everything it learns. Robert Bennett is a member of the board.
At the end of the day, the protection of children and young people is of paramount importance. And if there is a conflict between disclosure or the protection of young children, it is the unanimous view of this board that disclosure is what is required.
In the wake of the sex abuse scandal, U.S. Catholic bishops created a charter for the protection of children and young persons and established the Lay Review Board. So far, the review board has created an Office of Child and Youth Protection and written church-wide safe environment standards. The board has also begun an audit to determine whether the 195 U.S. dioceses and archdioceses are complying with the charter. Dr. Kathleen McChesney is the director of the Office of Child and Youth Protection. She says this initial audit is a good first step.
An audit process is only as good as the day the auditors leave. So recognizing that, what we're in the process of doing is trying to determine what would be the right protocols in the out years. And it will probably be a combination of on-site audits and some self-reporting over maybe a three-year cycle.
McChesney says auditors have visited about a quarter of dioceses so far. In addition to the audit, which looks at compliance, the review board has commissioned a comprehensive survey to document the number of abusive priests, the number of victims, and the cost of settling lawsuits. About two-thirds of dioceses have completed this component. Finally, the board is about to commission a study looking into clerical culture as it relates to sex abuse and its cover-up. Board member Dr. Paul McHugh says this final component will be the most difficult.
To study a behavior is not like studying something like the measles. You're going to be studying a whole variety of things, the psychosocial, the psychosexual, the religious, the moral environment on which this awful thing could come about.
Victim advocates groups such as Link Up and SNAP, or the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, say they're glad the review board and the church in general is finally studying the searing problem of clergy sex abuse. But SNAP National Director David Clossy, a survivor of abuse himself, says committee work is one thing, but the actual prevention of abuse is entirely another.
It would be unwise to assume that the changes that have been made on paper have translated into real changes in the chancery offices. I think it's too early to tell.
Clossy and National Review Board members agree that all the work of the past year will be wasted unless cardinals, archbishops, and bishops are fully committed to ending clergy sex abuse and its systematic cover-up. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.